Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Man, let's rock. Keith McPherson on The Fan. It's a new day. We got two wins yesterday. And, you know, the more I think about this Brooklyn Nets draft, the more optimistic I am about it. Nobody knows anything. We live in this world of people that swear they know everything because the internet gives everybody a platform and a voice. And I mean, I'll give you this platform. Dial 888-808-1019 if you want to weigh in on it. But we should probably lean more on the Yankees and the Mets. I get it. Nets fans, though, I'll take your calls, but I think all of this stuff, it's draft night. It's the first night. These kids haven't even been Brooklyn Nets for more than a couple hours, and people are saying, oh, the draft was terrible. Like, you don't know that. We have no idea. 888-808-1019. Avery in Manhattan on The Fan. What's up, Avery?
Keith, hey. Good draft. Good job.
Yeah, it's funny. In my chat, Lou says that 26 pick certainly makes the Bridges trade look a little bit better for the Knicks. I guess if you look at it like that, like what did you get? You got Ben Sarraf from Israel, a guard.
He was your 26th and Wolf was your 27th, right?
Yeah.
So let me tell you something about Danny Wolf, if I may. So his brother, he played for the WashU basketball team for a while, and so he's a friend of mine over there. And he told me that his brother, hardest worker you'll ever see. I can't really tell you exactly what his scouting report is. I'm saying, or exactly what he can bring to the team. But I do know that he's a hard working kid. He's a good kid. He'll work harder than anybody on that team for his opportunities. And I mean, hopefully, I'm biased because I hope it all goes well for him. But I think that you guys rounded it out rather nicely and that kid should have gone a little earlier than he went.
Yeah, and it's about them developing these kids. And I think that right now the Nets have the right coach and the right people in the building where they are going to develop some real players. And I was just in my chat talking during the break about how, you know, people are talking about the second apron and like, look what the Celtics had to do and all the money spent. And if you look at the Knicks and all the money spent on their players and what they have to do to keep this team together, I think what the Brooklyn Nets are doing right now is actively thinking about their finances and saying, hey, if we can draft and develop our own, it's going to save us some money.
Look, Keith, I'm not a Nets fan. I'm a Knicks fan. You know that. But I would never root against the Nets. And I've seen what you guys are doing over there, and it looks like you can really build a bright future. I think you guys got some really good picks, and maybe it's not such a bad thing to not trade those picks for someone who's a proven superstar. I mean, you don't really know exactly how it's going to go. Anything can happen, and one of these five kids could be the next guy. Who knows?
Yeah, that's where I'm at tonight. I'm sure some Nets fans panicked and are mad about a bunch of no names and foreign players and what are we doing and how come we didn't get Ace Bailey. Again, it takes two to tango. You need a partner to be your trade partner. And I think that the Brooklyn Nets kind of foreshadowed this. On their YouTube channel, their last episode of Scout is Life on the Road with the Brooklyn Nets International Scouts. And what it does, it introduces you to their international scouts, how they became scouts, and shows you like them in other countries looking for players.
If I may, can I add a Yankees point real quickly?
Yeah.
I heard you your show last night. Obviously, I called into it, but it was towards the end. I wanted to say before, and it ended up working out that Chris McMonagle covered it in his show immediately. You're saying about the Aaron Boone thing, right? I'm not dwelling on yesterday, but I want to make a point.
Am I saying on which Aaron Boone thing? There's a few Aaron Boone things.
The one about, right, well, of course. I want to refer to specifically the one with Rodon about the fact that Rodon was tired or whatever. He was huffing and puffing, and they took him out at 88 pitches, and it was the same number that they took Cole out in the World Series, whatever it was. Sure. And you said they had their stories. They had their stories set. And then McMonagle comes on, and he starts yelling about it. No knock on McMonagle at all. But he starts saying the complete opposite of what you said, which is, so we go so far to blame the manager that we're going to say that he was lying to us? I just want to say, accountability, and if you ask McMonagle, he hates that term. But accountability is something that is a very broad term. You can go down so many different directions. You can go in so many different directions with it. But it's so important for us to realize, what is Boone supposed to say? Is he going to say exactly what the analytics said? Is that what he's going to tell us?
No,
we
never.
Can't blame Boone for putting Loaisiga in that game. And of course he's never going to tell us what the analytics said, because whatever we understand or don't understand as fans about analytics, it's still something that he's going to get a lot of criticism for if he shares that information with the fans. I'm saying that what are you asking Boone to do? Not put the reliever in the game, who's been one of your better relievers for a long time, because he was sick? There's no excuses. The guy had to go get the job done. I don't think he should have pulled Rodon because he had a depleted bullpen. But you had to do what you had to do in that game situation. The criticism on Boone is a lot. However, in this situation, I see both sides. I see how it may have been warranted. And I think in this situation, he made the wrong choice. But for the most part, people get criticized Boone a lot for things that a lot of other managers do. And we have to take a step back for a minute and realize that if we didn't have Boone, I think we'd be in a lot worse shape, because there's not a lot of managers out there that are quite like this guy. And I think he's growing. I think he's getting better. I honestly thought he had a really good postseason last year. And we just got to ride it out. It's not fair to get we get so worked up about one little thing. And while I think in that situation it was worth reacting over, the fact that everybody is this angry to call Aaron Boone such a bad manager, I do agree with McMonagle, is a little bit ridiculous. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. Thanks,
Steve. Yeah, thanks, Avery. I don't want to rehash it, but I'll give my take on it. And I heard Big Mac show, and I heard Big Mac say, when I drive home, I put the Odyssey app on. When I drive through the tunnel, I don't lose WFAN like you would if you would, you know, have the radio on. I hear Big Mac show until I literally get home, park my car, and then I have AirBuds in my car that I put in my ear, and then as I go upstairs to put my stuff down, to make some food, to try and I listen to Big Mac show almost every night till 4 o'clock. And I respect Big Mac as a Yankee fan, but the greatest rivalry is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We're supposed to disagree, and I'll agree to disagree. What I felt like yesterday with Boone was that was soft. And also I felt like you're losing. You have the series on the line. You just went through the scoreless streak. And the only thing you could hang your hat on was the performance of the starting pitching. And I don't care that it was hot. I don't care that it's hot. That's not an excuse at 6 innings, 88 pitches to say, job done. Yep. But okay. What I will retract, or not even retract, was in the moment I was mad. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible loser. I've been this way since a child. I don't like to lose, I'm competitive. I'm a sore loser. And what I felt like was...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The decision turns into the result. Okay, let's go back, right? When Clark Schmidt, when they made the decision to take Clark Schmidt out at 103 pitches, I was fine with that decision because the result was they ended up winning the game. Clark was good, whatever. JT Brubaker, I don't care about the Gary Sanchez single, whatever. Like, the decision led you to winning the game. The decision to take Rodon out in the sixth inning when he has pitched into the seventh, to not even let him face a batter. I don't care about a clean inning. Okay, if you care about a clean inning for Loaisiga, then don't put him in there. And then it was compounded. It doesn't matter. Loaisiga supposedly was sick. Now Loaisiga's hurt. Loaisiga lost the game. He blew it. Really, the blame goes on him. And Chris is 100% right. Get the three outs. Get the outs. But I think that Aaron Boone and the Yankees, they have too much of this, we're good. The culture that they have developed with these Yankees is soft. Where these guys aren't fighting. I don't care if you're huffing and puffing. Go get some water. Sit down. Breathe deep through your nose and out of your mouth. We need you to come out in the seventh inning. We need you. And that's why my quote about $27 million that you make, and then I even talked about people in the city that are working outside or people in the MTA that got to work in the hot subways that don't get to clock out. You don't get to clock out. 88 pitches is not a lot. How do we come up with this number, the 88? And when I mentioned Gerrit Cole in the World Series, I think it was around 88. There were other times where, like, I don't want my starting pitcher to come out at 88 pitches unless he's giving it up. If he's rolling, okay, so Rodon said it and he backed Boone because that's the story and they're sticking to it. And I was mad that I said they got their stories together. I was mad that they lost. I would have liked to see Rodon come out in the seventh inning. And again, my take is I just think that they foster this mentality of we're the Yankees, we're good, and they're not. I think it's super soft that your starter was just like, I'm huffing and puffing, man. That's all I got. Go compete. We're trying to win. We're losing the lead in first place. We're losing to the Cincinnati Reds. We're in a bad stretch of games. Go out there and compete. You're the best we have. Little Weisiger is shaky. No? And so, like, that's where I was yesterday with all of that. And, like, it's over. They won today. But then I knew today Max Fried wasn't coming out. Six innings, 89 pitches, giving up four hits. One more pitch than Rodon. Max Fried, it was the same temperatures. That's what I'm saying. You guys want to make excuses? Well, I'm not making excuses. I'm not coddling the New York Yankees. There used to be a standard. Shout out to Ryan Garcia and Fireside Yankees. I joined his live chat today, and he was talking about Fanatics Fest and the panel with Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Mariano, Andy Pettit, CC Sabathia. Those guys used to have a standard where if you're out here, you're like you're ready to die out here on the field. You scratch and you claw and you fight to win. You don't say, "Oh, I'm huffing and puffing." And that's why my take was, then you're out of shape. You've been pitching this whole season. You can't go. It's too hot. You're always hot. You're always sweaty. Come on. Buck up. I feel like they just foster too much of this softness. They foster too much of this, we're all right. We'll get them tomorrow. And then what happens when we get to October? The same thing the last 15, going on 16 years. They're too cool. They're not dialed in. They're not ready to die on the field. And then they have a fifth inning like they had, or even before that, they blow game one like they blew game one, or they do stupid things like bring Nestor Cortez in that hadn't pitched for a month, or they have a game three, the first game in Yankee Stadium, where they're expecting things to be given to them. The umpire's not going to give you guys anything. We're not going to get that until the automatic balls and strike system comes in. And you end up losing games because you're not swinging the bat and you're crying, "Oh, we're the New York Yankees. That's a ball. Oh, the umps." Like you saw Jazz. How does Jazz act like that? How does Jazz do all of that? Because the culture allows him to. The captain allows him to. The manager allows him to. You're not bigger than the team, Jazz. We needed you last night in the game. DJ LeBeau ends up batting for you. JC Ascar is in the field. I don't care. Like, I love the Yankees. I'm a fan of the Yankees. But I'm tired of pretending like they're almighty. I'm tired of pretending like they're what they used to be. They're not. So this era of the Yankees, when I'm an old man and I'm telling my son about this era of the Yankees, when I worked at WFAN, when I was going to all these games, when I was doing all this stuff and they didn't win a damn thing, I'll remember why and I'll explain to him why. Because they were told it was good enough. They were told, get them next time. They were told, six innings, you're huffing and puffing, that's all. They weren't pushed. Let me come into the clubhouse and talk to them like this. It's not good enough. It's not okay. When you're getting up there and you're swinging for the fences and you're not thinking, when you're running into outs on the base paths, it's not okay. That's not the standard. You're supposed to be the 27-time World Series champions, bah, 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 nah, all this other stuff. You just celebrated 50 million people coming through that building. It's top dollar to go there, to buy anything, to drink anything, to do anything with the Yankees. Their whole brand is built on winning World Series. We're in a drought in this city from having a parade. And they have the talent to do it. And you know what? They're going to smoke another season of Aaron Judge in his prime. Another season of a Giancarlo Stanton that can hit bombs in the postseason. And a bunch of other good players on this team, from Goldschmidt to Belly to Trent Grisham to Ben Rice. And young guys like Dominguez. They're going to smoke another season with a talented team where they can go win it, because the culture is soft as hell. 888-808-1019. So sorry, didn't want to rehash that, but that's how I feel. That is how I feel watching them night in and night out. That it's always just, this is okay. It's all right. Oh, yeah, you can't get too high and low. Maybe you need to. Maybe somebody needs to get mad and not mad at an umpire. The same energy that Boone and Jazz have for these umpires, man, have that for each other. Hold each other accountable. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Gary and Waterbury on the fan. What's up, Gary?
Yo, McFair the Cavalier. Yo, Cashman and Boone allow everything. You are so on point. It's their culture. They created it. It's Cashman and Boone, and they created this whole culture, and that's what they want.
Yep. So when a, when it, another it, when another fact. Postseason comes, no and they come up short, don't say anything to me when I'm like, yo, this is what they foster.
It's been too many years. How many years in a row is it going to be the same thing? The definition of insanity.
I don't expect them to win a World Series this year. I would love it, but something's got to change. They have too much talent, but they don't have enough. They don't have enough. I don't know how to put it into words, bro. I just put it into a bunch of words. Yeah, and you know it, and I know it, and any Yankee fan watching knows
it. You said it right. You said it right perfectly. And I smash Keith, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yo, and Foo Philly, I just wanted to bring a little levity. Foo Philly, Foo Soto. Yo, but the pitching has actually been okay. This year, the pitching has been great.
Despite not having Garrett Cole, the pitching has been great. Fried, Rodon, and Clark Schmidt are three of the best pitchers in baseball. So that's why when you have one of your best pitchers on the mound, come on, bro. Can you come out there for the seventh inning? And people want to get at me today. Oh, Keith, it was hot out there. I don't care. Did they postpone the game?
No.
You got to give us more.
No, Schmidt can hold his own too, and we need Heel back, but we need a third baseman so bad. They got to cut bait with LeMahieu. How soon can we do that?
That's another thing, part of this culture. He's on the roster, and he's making $15 million a year, and he's been with us for the last 6 years, and the team loves him, whatever. If guys are not cutting it, cut them.
No.
If they're not good enough, cut them.
Exactly.
DJ is borderline, like, just okay. But you know what? I look at the Dodgers and their culture. The Dodgers have brought in so many players with names and told them, goodbye, goodbye, not good enough. Nope. Not good enough for how we do things here.
Yeah, but we are in the dog days. And you know that the Yankees, you know they're saying we're going to be there in October. So let's roll it. Let's keep it going. Let's roll the dice, because you know we're going to be there in October.
I know we're going to be there in October.
They're going to strike out 50 times,
or they're going to commit errors, or they're going to run into stupid outs, and Judge is going to be swinging out of his shoes and not be Judge. Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. I've seen it too many times. Fool me, can't fool me again. They need to make some trades, but, like, they're going to prospect hug. They're not going to give up their top prospects to get the players that they need to put them over the hump. And they're going to say, this is fine. They're already getting you ready for that. Oh, yeah, Luis Gil coming back is like a trade deadline ad. No, it's not. Luis Gil coming back is like a young player that won Rookie of the Year last year, that was on an innings limit last year, coming back, and we have no idea what he's going to be this year. That's not like adding a Sandy Alcantara or a Jacob deGrom or who knows who's out there. Let's go to Dove and Rockland on the fan next. What's up, Dove?
Hey, Keith. KM in the AM. You're rocking it, bro. God bless you. You know what? You've got great energy, and these days there's a lot of rubbish going on in the world, and your positivity, keep it up, man. You're good. We love you. So before I make my Mets point, I just want to say something a little bit devious, a little bit evil, and I know that you're a young father and you're a Yankees fan, but I have a buddy out there. His name is Tommy. He always listens to the show. And he just had his first son. His name is Leo. Cute little kid, little Leo. And my blessing for this kid is that he grows up to be a Mets fan. My dream is to see that kid wearing a Mets jersey. And then Tommy's going to have to love him anyway. So, Tommy, if you're listening out there, let's go Mets. So, that's number one. Does that sound too devious to you?
No, because the Mets are going to have good teams for years to come, and if this kid is young, he's going to see Juan Soto for the next 15 years, and David Stearns and Steve Cohen build out, you know, all of these plans that they have for the Mets to be prominent and be relevant for the next 15, 20 years. The Mets are not going to be what they were for people listening that are 40, that are 60, like, you know, not even, because, you know, people that are 60,
they remember the 80s.
How you going to feel if your kid goes to school and all the kids are Mets fans and he's coming home, he's like, Daddy, I want you to get me a Mets jersey.
My son's already baptized in the Bronx. My son has already, my son, Yankee game, Yankee logo, Yankee. Dad don't watch Yankee game. My son is already, he can't, like, he doesn't even know the Mets exist. he's so deep in, like, he's been to spring training. He's met players already. He's met people in the media. He's been to games. I got to bring him back to a game. He's banned from Yankee Stadium because he's crazy. But there's just a 0% chance that he'll ever become a Met fan. And then if he goes to school and all the kids are Met fans and they're great, he's just going to come home and be like, all right, Dad, let's cut on the 2009 World Series DVD.
Sounds good.
2000.
So my thing is, I want to throw out there, like, obviously I'm so relieved that the Mets finally got a win. And, you know, I think also the Phillies lost. I think they can hopefully catch up and turn it around. But what do you think about this talk about maybe bringing back the Grom? Because, you know, they're like 9 games back of the Astros or something. And give it a little while. If they think that they can't do it and they can trade for him, like, putting on, if you were a Mets fan, would you be like, I mean, the memories are just amazing. Like, would you be open to that? Would you think that that's ridiculous?
Oh, no, of course, Dove. Thanks for the call. That conversation has been floating around on The Fan, on Mets Twitter, for weeks now. Tonight, Jacob DeGrom had a no-no going. You know, I was watching Strike Zone. I was watching Big Inning. And, you know, I had the box score open. I was rooting for him to get it done against the Baltimore Orioles. And he went 6 innings, a no-hit baseball. He had a couple walks, and then Colton Cowser ended up cracking through with a hit in the 7th, and they took him out. But we also got reports today that's not going to happen. I think it was John Heyman that reported it, but I don't see John Heyman's tweet. So I think I saw Dan Bartles as I go to pull it up. Shout out to my guy, Dan. Dan Bartles put out a tweet saying that it was unlikely, right? I don't know. I'm blocked by Heyman, so I don't, you know, even though I used to have alerts for Heyman's tweets, I don't see him. But Dan Bartles wrote 8 hours ago, Jacob DeGrom to the Mets won't happen, per John Heyman. So take that as you may. DeGrom still very much has it. But if you remember, a lot of people said DeGrom didn't want to be here. A lot of people said he had a little bit of an attitude. He wanted to go. So I don't think that's going to happen. I'm sure there are Met fans that are dreaming of a Mets team with Juan Soto and Jacob DeGrom, but that's, reports are telling us that that's not likely. And I think DeGrom has a no-trade clause. And if he does, he's not waiving that to come back to, yeah. Jacob DeGrom has a full no-trade clause in his contract with the Texas Rangers. This clause means that he can block any trade the Rangers attempt to make, preventing him from being moved to another team. And if he really doesn't want to come back to Flushing, if he really doesn't want to come back to New York, I don't think it's going down. 888-808-1019. I must have did something. We're getting these Yankee calls coming in hot. John is in Bayonne on The Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, man, I tell you, I love your rant, baby. You are definitely head on. I'm like Adam, 66 years old. You tell that character before that, guess what? My daughter was a Yankee fan. She was born a Yankee fan. She ain't never going to be a Met fan. Never will be, because we die Yankee blue no matter what. Okay?
It's not a reality for us. It doesn't even, there's no way. Like,
they wish, but when it comes down to it, we need a hitman in the dugout. We need, like, Paul O'Neill. You need, like, the Lou Piniella. Get in these players' faces. Get out there and throw that ball. Or else you're not coming back to your locker room without a beating, you know? We need that guts in there. I don't want to hear this Rodon stuff. I think that's garbage. I think Boone's too much with that computer. I like to see John Flaherty as the next Yankee manager. We need a guy that's a catcher, that control the game, not an infielder or whatever position he played, because he don't control the game. You look at A.J. Hinch with the Tigers, okay? You look at these old...
Kevin Cash with the Rays right now.
Yeah. Okay. You're looking at a guy that controls the game.
Alex Cora, who always has an edge over Aaron Boone when the Red Sox face the Yankees, it seems.
Right. And it comes down to it. You look at the Houston, they let go of Bregman. What are they doing now? They're back in first place. They got rid of Carrera, and they put that kid Pena shortstop. We got to get that kind of attitude. We got to get back to the basis of the New York Yankees. We don't got that with Cashman. We don't got that with Boone. And I'm glad you spilled your guts, because I was like, wow, I can't wait to congratulate you for doing that for me. Because
I didn't
that's
even
how
mean to. I'm just like it came back up from Avery, and I just started just saying how I feel. I don't want to feel this way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel this way, but it's the God honest truth. Thanks for the call, John. It's the God honest truth. And this is from my experience watching as a grown man and being in this chair and going to these games and sitting by myself in my apartment and putting notes together to do the show. I'm like, they're soft. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what Brad Ausmus is saying as the bench coach. I don't know what James Rawson is saying as the hitting coach. What is that dugout like? How come nobody's saying, hey, lock in. We just need one here. Like tonight they were 4-for-22. With runners in scoring position. Yeah, they won, but they won because like they did enough, and they had Max Fried on the mound who wasn't giving up anything. Besides that run, that run is on Jazz, and it actually doesn't fall under his earned runs. But like, I just wonder, with these guys swinging out of their shoes, with these guys having these, I'm like, how is nobody in the dugout being like, hey, lock in, you're up next. Like, talking about approach. You know, they have the iPad for a reason. Like, help these guys out. And sometimes to help a guy out, like, you need to you are coaches. You need to have authority over them. It does not need to be so buddy-buddy and, like, this fear of, like, upsetting guys or whatever. Like, sometimes they need a kick in the ass, especially when they're losing and going through the motions and getting embarrassed. It's like, why are the fans more embarrassed than the players? Kyle is in West Orange. Before we get to the break, Kyle, you're on.
Well, I got to say, Keith, since I've been listening to you from day one before your little one was born, and man, are you preaching the gospel. It's finally got to you. You see, if Steinbrenner was living, first of all, Soto would have been a Yankee. We would have given his money and given him what he wanted, because you saw what he did when he was playing alongside Aaron Judge. But with this team, you are right. They are too soft. It's the temperament of the team. And it's not just Boone. They like Boone because he follows what Cashman and everybody else in the upper office wants him to do. But if Steinbrenner, the boss, was here, there would have been some heads rolled. Trust me when I tell you. And everybody who is 57 and older has saw the Yankees in the 70s and in the 80s and in the 90s. Okay? He would have said, he would have done something. This is how look, they like it. When Joe Girardi was the coach and he was getting into Sanchez, they told him to back off. And then they got rid of Joe Girardi. That was the last manager that took this team to the World Series and won. We are happy with being second best in New York City in the Bronx. And we have to face it, because they're not going to do anything, because we sell out every time. They sell out. And when Steinbrenner changed, when the Yankees changed in the 90s, when the Yankees were okay in the 80s, but when they weren't filling the stadium in the 90s, things started to change. And until that happens, we'll be happy to be second best. We'll be good enough to win, maybe good enough to get into the World Series. But when we get there, we're not going to beat teams like the Dodgers. We're not going to beat teams like Houston. And that's the way it is. And that's the way I look at it. And I look at it because I'm tired of watching. I'm tired of watching how these guys can't run bases. This is baseball. They can't figure out how to hit. If you can't figure out how to hit, go to YouTube and watch what Pete Rose has to say if you're going into a slump. Watch what these guys have to say. These old-timers. They tell you how to make adjustments. I'm quite sure they know how. They know how. They know what they're doing. They just can't. The team, it's mind-boggling how this is happening. Oh, we need to go. Everybody thinks if we can just go out and get players. Well, it doesn't work like that anymore. They don't want to spend the money like that. They let Soto go to the Mets.
Yeah, but they have the talent. And thanks for the call, Kyle. They have the talent. And that's what frustrates me. You get embarrassed by your rivals, the Boston Red Sox, in your building. And then you go to Beantown and janky-ass Fenway, you get embarrassed up there, swept. There's a player who's a rookie on their team that makes up stories about his dad being drafted by the Yankees and how he hates the Yankees and says he'd never sign with you even if it was the last team to offer him a contract. He shoves it up your ass. He literally, both times, pitched against you and just like dominated all of you. Then you come home against the Anaheim Angels. They just got back to 500. and the losing streak continues, you can't score. You can't take the lead. You are so embarrassing. And you have all of these millionaire players, all of this talent, and you can't figure it out. You know why? Because it's okay. You just pat them on the back. I'll get them next time. And you take up for them. You tell them it's all right. There used to be a standard of excellence. There used to be a passion, a pride, passion, and pinstripe. There used to be an obsession with winning. They need to get back to that. And I don't know how they get back to that. I don't know who. And it starts at the top. And, like, I have gotten to the point as a fan where I'm tired of it. You know why? Because every year that goes on that I'm on WFAN, every year that goes on that more people become aware of me, the more I become synonymous with the New York Yankees, the more I can't hide from it. And I don't get any at-bats. I don't get to throw the ball. I don't play. But my phone lights up when the Yankees get swept. My phone lights up when the Yankees get shut out. My Twitter, my Instagram, people want to lay into me because they know I'm feeling some type of way. So what can I do? This is what I do. I come here and rock the mic. This is what I do. So I'll use the power that I have, and I'll speak how I feel. And if you feel differently, call me up. If you feel the same, call me up. We got to take a break. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll talk a little bit about the Mets as well because they need to have some fire in them too. They needed a kick in the ass. I just talked about the Red Sox owning the Yankees. If the Braves don't make your skin crawl, if the Braves don't make this Mets team want to wake up and absolutely fight, then I don't know what is. I don't know what will. KM to AM returns right after.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Okay, we're back. Working on a few things here. Also streaming live on YouTube. McPherson Brand on YouTube. Keith McPherson on Twitter, Twitch. A lot of people in the live streaming in the chat just talking about, different things with the Yankees. And I said I wanted to talk Mets because, you know, what you're seeing out of Juan Soto is what you dreamed of, what you hoped for, what you weren't getting in the beginning of the year. And I expect it to continue now. I mean, it's hot now. He is well into the season. And like I said, Juan Soto's a me guy. He wants to be in that All-Star game down there in Atlanta coming up. He wants to be an All-Star. So he's swinging for the fences, and he's trying to get right. And when you're facing a rookie like Didier Fuentes coming into this game, everybody knows this is an opportunity to get right. The whole team, 13 hits tonight. Nimmo with a hit. Soto with two hits, four homers. Alonso with a hit. Still need a little bit more out of Alonso. McNeil with two hits. Beatty with two hits. Mauricio with three hits as he might potentially be out the door. But a huge fourth inning where you get him up out of there. A huge fourth inning where you let your fans exhale. And the whole thing I was saying about the Braves is like, this is your nemesis. And this is the bully. When are the Mets going to stand up to the bully? They stood up some tonight. Let's see if they're able to follow up today. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. It was about damn time they finally got one against Atlanta. And, you know, I saw the stats. I think you might have, if you brought up my fault. Soto, I think, has the most multi-homer games at his age, like 25 and younger or something. I mean, that's credit to who he was, who he's been his whole career pretty much. And the fact that now he's got a couple under his belt here, even in the down start to the year, I mean, that's you know, a testament to who he's been throughout his whole career.
Yeah, it's about his at-bats. It's about how he's on pitches, especially like, you know, if he gets to see a guy twice, good luck. And this is what he does. That's part of his – I saw him do it with the Yankees. I bet on it. Go ahead and bet Juan Soto two homer games when he's in this groove like this. It's funny now. I deleted the app and stopped betting, mostly because of the Yankees. But I wasted so much money on Juan Soto early in the year. Now is the time to be betting Juan Soto to homer, Juan Soto two homer, Juan Soto total bases.
Well, I'll say this. Not only that, you look at the inning where they kind of, you know, tacked on all the runs. Just the fact that you saw some life with the runners in scoring position overall, too. On a separate note, Mauricio and I heard early on in the broadcast they're talking about Vientos being on the cusp of coming back from the injury and the rehab assignment. You know, if it was Mauricio or Beatty being the odd man out, and I think Hernandez was saying Mauricio was the odd man out.
Yeah.
You see him go yard
today.
Should
be Jared Young, but I was talking about position-wise. You don't need to have three guys that can play second and third base.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Vientos, with how bad he is with the glove, it almost feels like he's a bona fide DH at this point, which is nuts.
He made a nice play down in Syracuse. I clipped that and put it in my notes. He made a nice play going to his right at Syracuse, so he's working on it.
You talk about Syracuse. You send Beatty back down there. All of a sudden, he turns into George Brett. Was it, they're calling him the quadruple-A player. He rides like a 15,000 OPS every time he's down there. Because we're talking about you know, early on in the year, he started off, what, like 1-for-40. We were talking about the same old experiment. You see him just mash the ball, spring training, triple-A, but when he starts the year off there, and then when he got up here, he was awful. He kind of got a little comfortable, like that two-week stretch where he was the only guy hitting, and now where the fact is kind of a debate. And I can't believe they finally pulled the plug, not permanently, but on sending Alvarez back down, even Acuna. You know, the fact that, you know, the same old rhetoric, all these baby Mets, and really, aside from Vientos for, I'd say, the majority of last year, and obviously the postseason he had, none of them have panned out. And it's a huge concern, but just, you know, sticking to tonight, when the only guy in the lineup who doesn't have a hit is Lindor, and you not only finally get one against Atlanta, but in convincing fashion, aside from that ninth inning, they never make it easy. But, you know, it's good to finally get one on the board against him. And, hey, man, if you could come out of this series with a split tomorrow, it's not as bad as it could have possibly been. But, hey, man,
You got the one you had to get tonight. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Griffin Canning going tomorrow. No guarantees there. I expect a battle, and I expect it to be a battle where both teams are scoring and fighting to – you know, the Braves are trying to win the series. The Mets are trying to work a split. The Braves weren't able to take the series today. They showed some fight at the end, but ultimately the Mets get off the mat led by Juan Soto. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Lou is in Massapequa on the Fan. What's up, Lou? Okay, we lost Lou. Let's go to Christian in Queens next up on WFAN, The Fan in New York. Are you there, Christian?
Hey, what's going on?
There we go. What's up, man?
I just want to let you know I'm a pretty young guy, 22. I'm a Yankees fan my whole life. Last time they won the series, I was, seven. I think I was 7 years old last time they saw them win the World Series. Can't remember any of it, but, you know, remember my father being excited for that. I just want to say what you said tonight about the Yankees was head-on for me, perfect. It was exactly everything, you know, I see as a big-time Yankees fan out there. And lately coming, it's been more of a, you know, I'm kind of in the minority over here being in Queens, but it's definitely becoming more of a Met town out here. All the big time acquisitions, all the winnings they're getting, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it, right? The Yankees, and what I was saying in my rant a little bit is what they sell. They sell their championships. They sell that they have 27 championships and that every year they compete for a championship. But every year that they don't actually win, that they don't add 28, that erodes. That is wearing off. The Mets are selling now, hey, this is a rebrand. We're going to win a championship. We have the richest owner in the sport. We have one of the smartest minds in the sport. We know we're the Mets, but eventually, right, that will wear off. Eventually, the curse of being the Mets will wear off when we keep adding players like Juan Soto, when we keep finding young talent, and we keep, you know. So for what the Mets are also doing in their rebrand off the field, all of the giveaways and the marketing items and the Mets house and the things that the Yankees won't do, which I'm fine with because the Yankees are the Yankees. They don't need a mascot race. They don't need a dance crew on top of the dugout because of their prestige and they're buttoned up and their class and like whatever, because that's how they present. There are some people that are like, I'm not into all that serious buttoned up stuff. I want to wear a Grimace costume to the ballpark. I want to lean into those fun, playful things. It's a baseball game. It's not supposed to be that serious. So if you combine the fun and the other things with actually winning and good baseball as well, I do see some of these kids picking up that Mets hat. I do see the Met fan and the Met fan base saying, hey, we are not little brother anymore. They are, but they are respectable. They were in first place. They were winning all of their games at home. They were on a run to start the season. They made it to the NLCS last year. Juan Soto chose them. So, yeah, as the Yankees keep playing like it's all good, we're good. Don't worry. No, we'll get them next time. Yeah, no, this team is still, it's a long way to go. And when they come up short, the Mets are gaining ground in some places with their rebrand and being competitive. And I'm telling you, I don't know when it's going to happen. When they do eventually win that World Series, I pray that it is not before the Yankees add 28, because that is when you'll see a shift as well. We're seeing a shift I'm wearing a Brooklyn Nets jersey right now. I watched the Brooklyn Nets get the big-time players and have all the hype of them winning with KD, Kyrie, and Harden. I saw how many young kids were coming to Barclays Center and picking up Nets gear. And then when that blew up, and then the Knicks started getting right with Brunson and Hart and this team they have now, all these young kids are Knicks fans. It can swing like that.
Yeah, completely. I remember. I went to Barclays a couple of times when the KD and Kyrie and Harden were all there. I'm a Knicks fan for life. But when the Nets got that, I mean,
the Nets were winning. They had a first place team in the East. They had superstars. They were on national television. There was a thought that they could bring a championship back. They were attracting fans. The Yankees and thanks for the call, Christian. The Yankees have to understand something that I understood. When the Brooklyn Nets came to Brooklyn, they kind of held the Knicks accountable because they said, you're not the only ticket in town. You're not the only team in town. You have the fans, yeah, but we're slowly building and becoming something that you have to respect. And if we beat you and if we're in the playoffs and you're not, then we're gaining ground on you. We're holding you accountable where you can't just run any bums out there. And so the Knicks, they changed their front office, they changed their head coach, and they did get relevant with Tom Thibodeau. They did start winning. They did get better because just to hold off their own in-state rival, it's a thing. And I know, I'm a Yankee fan. The Yankees are so far out ahead of the Mets as far as their ticket sales, as far as their value. I just pulled yesterday, if I go back to my notes, you know, the boardroom put out, you know, what the teams in Major League Baseball are worth. And I don't think we talk about enough how much money Steve Cohen is putting into the Mets out of his own pocket. It isn't because the Mets are generating that much money, but the New York Yankees are worth $8.4 billion. The Dodgers are in second, worth $7.7 billion. The Red Sox are in third at $6 billion. The Cubs are in fourth at $5.7 billion. And the San Francisco Giants are fifth at $4.2 billion. I don't know where the Mets rank, but like when we measure those type of things, attendance, money, profit, like those are like the Yankees are so far out and ahead of the Mets. And when we talk about history, of course, the winning, the history of what the Yankees have been able to do, way ahead of the Mets. But if we talk about present day and modern time, the Mets are now starting to put consistently 38,000 people in their building. Their building isn't as big as Yankee Stadium. That is good for their place. Juan Soto is turning on his, you know, why you paid him, his superpowers, and being Juan Soto. Get that guy to the postseason. He could power you through. The Yankees have to win another World Series. And I fear with this mentality that they have, with this approach that they have of analytics, scheduled rest. No, don't call the players out. Protect the players. It just fosters this soft clubhouse. It fosters this, like, it doesn't turn into being champs. I'm sorry to say it, but I've just seen it. It's turning them into a team that is living off of the past. This team hasn't won anything. You went to the World Series and got embarrassed. You went to the World Series and it was one of the more embarrassing World Series we've seen in recent time. The way you got gentlemen swept, almost swept. The way you had Game 5 and coughed it up. That's not respectable. And your fans have to wear that and deal with that. How does it change? When does it change? Well, we know you're not going to change your analytical approach with scheduled rest and your lineups and your numbers. Okay, Rodon, 88 pitches, you're huffing and puffing. Good enough, because beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Computer says we'll go Loaiza, Weaver, Williams, done. No, there is another team over there trying to beat you. There has to be a heartbeat. There has to be a human element. There has to be a feel to the game. There has to be a compete level of, yo, you're rolling. You usually pitch into the seventh inning, right? 88 pitches, is it enough? Like, huffing and puffing. Like, can you not walk? Like, I got to push that guy. Like, this is the Yankees. There's got to be a compete level, a standard. There used to be. There used to be. And if you, like I said, that panel, I watched that panel. I didn't see it live at Fanatics Fest. I don't know what I was doing. But like when you listen to the stories about what the Yankees used to be like with these guys, one, there was like a fear of George for sure. There was like a fear of George Steinbrenner. Because if you don't perform, he could trade you. Or just having to deal with his wrath. So there was a fear. I don't think any of these Yankees fear anything. They're set up good. All of them. But then there also was a standard of excellence between teammates, holding each other accountable in the clubhouse. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you don't want to be in the bad graces of the guy next to you. And if you don't want, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know where that is. I don't know where that is. Judge is all world, but Judge isn't a rah-rah guy. He isn't a rah-rah captain. I don't think they fear him at all. Jazz don't fear him. Like, there's so many little things that you see with the Yankees that tell you what goes on. It's all good. It's a country club. It's all good. These guys are told that they're the best players and that they're the Yankees and they're going to win the division and they're going to go back to the World Series. And then when they come up short, it's us that walk around with our Yankee hats and our pinstripes and our jerseys that got to wear it, that got to deal with it. Greg is in Aberdeen. Greg, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Good evening. You made so many amazing points that I don't know what direction to go in. A couple of things that you hit upon. Obviously, the lack of fire, or you feel that the Yankees could be a little bit more intense. I agree with you 100%. That's a little frustrating. They are a very talented group. There's something about the accountability. And I think that comes from Boone. But my feeling is that the press doesn't hold them accountable, doesn't hold these coaches accountable, doesn't push it a little bit. Maybe it's because they want a story instead of them getting shut out. Do you believe in, do you think that some, there's some truth to that?
I just was talking about fear, how the players used to fear George, and there might have even been some some fear. I think there's definitely some fear in the press. I think the press fear the Yankees. I think they fear there's because they travel with the team. They want to be on their good side. They don't want to ask certain questions. Yeah, everybody is way too comfortable. It's time to get uncomfortable. It's time. I'm uncomfortable. This stretch of Yankee baseball has made me very uncomfortable.
I agree. I think that the press back in the 70s and 80s, they pushed a little bit harder. I mean, we don't have to have a manager as Billy Martin. We don't have.
I think we lost Greg. That's okay. We got a break. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to take your calls on the Mets and the Yankees. You could tell me it's early. You could tell me that it's a June swoon and this too shall pass. It'll be over and you know they'll get back to whatever. But what it is, it's like there are reoccurring themes here in this era of the Yankees. And there are reoccurring themes that I ultimately believe will rear their ugly heads and stop them again from achieving the ultimate goal of winning the World Series, which is what they are built on, which is what they sell, which is why they have this global brand, which is why they're worth so much money. They're built off the past and winning championships. They need another one. They need a modern-day championship for that to be valid. 888-808-1019. 1 hour to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.